We're gonna try this and see what transpires. A bunch of different styles to fill our desires. It's gonna be super fun and full of wit. Robert Bacon is the host and he's full of it. We're gonna try it. After we like it, maybe we'll try it again. Maybe not though.
Welcome to Try This Podcast, a podcast where every week we have on a new comedian and we do the podcast that they have always wanted to do. I'm Robert Bacon. You guys, sorry last week for not having a new episode, but I do have some awesome news. Some of you might have seen these Super Mario World Chicago L map posters that I've done. It's a map of the Chicago L, but done in the style of Super Mario World or Super Mario Brothers 3 or Zelda. Well, last week I launched my own website to sell them directly, and it's super exciting. Can't even say it. I had a bunch of IRS stuff and LLC stuff to do and bank stuff to do, so I didn't have any time to do a podcast. So, if you're looking for some awesome Christmas gift or something, check out MarioMaps.com. There are metro maps of New York, Chicago, Washington, D.C., Boston, the Bay Area, so that's San Francisco, Oakland, and San Jose, Los Angeles, and Tokyo. They start out at only $25, and you get free shipping if you use the promo code TRYTHISPODCAST. That's right. If you're a podcast listener, you get free shipping for supporting me. Thank you. It's a little thank you for that. Okay, let's get on to the show this week, which is very different than other episodes. This week, my guest is Bree Fitzpatrick. She was on a couple episodes ago, actually, under the Ask Us Anything episode. So if you like this one, make sure to check that one out, because that was super fun. She came on with a really cool thing. It's this tablet that dissolves on your tongue, and it makes food taste different. It's really cool. It's a fun episode. We're having a lot of fun trying out things like shots of vinegar, pineapple and sour cream. It's weird. I hope you guys like it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Flava Trippin'.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Flava Trippin' with Bacon and Bree. As you know, this podcast is all about new food experiences. Every week, we go out and we try something brand new in the world of taste.
Yeah.
So last week, as you heard, if you tuned in regularly, we were in Chinatown.
Yeah. Oh, man. What a trip to Chinatown.
What a trip. What a flavor trip.
What a flavor trip we went on. I tried the stinky tofu.
Yeah.
Chodofu.
Yeah, that was gross.
It was absolutely disgusting. It smelled and tasted like a porta potty on fire. I think that's the best way to describe
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I think that's pretty.
And what'd you have last week?
I had the pig intestine.
Oh, how was that?
I skipped out on that one, you guys. Surprisingly fine.
Yeah?
Because, like, I think we probably eat pig intestine in a lot of things that we don't realize anyways.
Like what?
Processed meats. Most processed meats,
again,
probably.
Every week we go through this. Where Bree thinks that pig intestine is in some sort of food.
Well,
there's no pig intestine
in
Wonder Bread.
I just think we as Americans are woefully unaware of what goes into our mouths.
I agree with you on that.
And that's why we have to be so hyper aware on this show.
I agree. I just don't think that we should say that there's pig intestine in everything. I think you're just jumping to a conclusion.
In my opinion.
Okay.
There is. It's totally an opinion, but there is pig intestine in everything we eat.
That's a very weird opinion to
Even
have.
Even you, vegetarian.
Okay. Well, what are we doing this week? Bree has come here, and she gave me... I have this pill in front of me.
Yes,
what
you
is
do.
This?
It's a tiny tablet. I'm so excited about this one. This is something
I'm scared.
I've been wanting to try for a while, and I'm kind of excited that you're scared.
Okay.
This is truly called, as the name of our podcast might suggest, Flavor Tripping.
Okay.
There is a berry that has been discovered called the Miracle Berry. It has properties that alter your taste buds when you eat it, like a chemical in it that alters your taste buds. And so it converts anything sour that you eat to a sweet taste. So they've taken the
properties of that berry and made it into tablets that you can buy, because the thing about the berry is like it only stores for so long, or if you get it too hot or too cold, it's just, it conks out. So this is the tablet form that I just went and had a shady little drug deal to buy.
Jeez.
But it's not drugs.
So we're looking at this and it's a purple, it's round, it's purple.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the size of an Advil.
Yeah, maybe a little bit bigger.
It's in one of those blister packs. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's got that like line through the middle like a pain
what
pill.
What is that?
Though. I don't really know what that does.
No, what's that logo on there?
Oh, I think it's Miracle Berry.
Okay, it's a Miracle Berry logo.
Yeah, the company itself, I think, that makes these is called M-Berry.
Okay, so we put this on our tongue.
Mm-hmm, and you don't swallow it.
How long ago did people figure this out?
I was reading an article about it today. I don't know if this is, I mean, I'm sure there were like indigenous people that were all about it.
That's another assumption that you make.
My assumptions.
Indigenous people.
Good roots.
Indigenous to what?
Indigenous to wherever the Miracle Berry is from. Okay. And all I'm right. sure they were just chowing down on it and then biting into the sourest things they could find.
I'm sure. They had all kinds of time on their hands.
All kinds. But they weren't defending themselves against the white folks yet.
Okay.
Yet.
That's a good assumption, actually.
That's a good one. Thank you. Thanks for getting behind one of my
You know you're white, too.
What?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
What
and
are you?
That's why I'm very Irish.
You are really Irish.
I'm super Irish.
Your last name isn't Irish, though, is it?
Fitzpatrick.
Oh. Yeah, I guess that is Irish.
Bacon, how did you not know my last name?
I know your last name's Fitzpatrick.
You didn't think that was Irish?
I just thought there was an O in front of it. Oh, Fitzpatrick.
You think an... Okay, we're going down a really crazy wormhole of your knowledge of ethnicities right now. You think for any last name to be Irish, it has to be have an O in front of it?
Or it'd be like potatoes.
No, that's not a last name.
What a lovely sack of potatoes.
No, that's a remark.
Top of the morning to you.
No.
That'd be a last name.
That's an awful accent.
Top of the morning to you.
No.
That's pretty good, I think. What a lovely sack of potatoes.
I feel like an indigenous person who had my Miracle Berry ripped from
me. I'm going to be honest. Now that you say Fitzpatrick is Irish, it's obvious to me. Patrick's in there. I mean, Jesus.
Sure.
But like, I'm very Swedish, but my last name Bacon is English. So like, I don't know. You make assumptions.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just like Fitz is a very common name.
Did everyone ever call you Fitz?
I tried to start that. No one will call me Fitz, or Fitzy, which I think is so cool. And yeah, very few people have called me it, or like when they do, it doesn't really seem to stick. On the back of my comedy sports jerseys, it says Fitz
I've seen one of your shows and it does say that.
Well, there we go.
All right, we've derailed. Sorry, that's okay. My fault. And so we're going to open up one of these.
Yeah.
Hold on here.
And you have to let it completely dissolve on your tongue. And apparently as it's dissolving, try to like move it around so it coats your tongue. That's all right, are we doing this?
Okay, two, three.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I think maybe start with... Is yours done?
No.
Oh, okay, mine is done.
What should we start with?
I think maybe start with the most normal. So maybe pineapple?
Pineapple.
Okay.
All right, so this is supposed to make pineapple taste different.
I guess. I mean, because pineapple is kind of sour.
Give me that.
I'm
almost done.
Okay. Pineapple is kind of sour, so it converts the sourness into sweetness.
I love pineapple.
Okay, it tastes a little sweeter to me. It honestly does not taste that different.
Yeah. This is grocery store pineapple, so it's
Walgreens pineapple.
Delish.
Free cut. But they told us how to feel about it.
Yeah.
It's delish.
It's delish. I can't tell if it tastes different from me.
Yeah.
Or if it's just... That's Walgreens pineapple.
That's what Walgreens pineapple tastes like.
All right, let's go to lime.
I think we should do limes then.
So limes are obviously... I could eat a whole lime because I just love sour things. So okay. We'll see.
But that's why I'm thinking maybe you won't like them as much because they're going to be much sweeter, apparently.
Okay, let's give this a shot.
Okay, bite in.
That's 100% sweet.
Mine still tastes a little sour to me.
Mm.
But it's like so palatable.
Mm.
It's so delicious.
Okay, we both just bit into... A big old piece of lime.
We're eating an entire slice of lime right
and
now.
It,
like a wedge.
Neither of us even puckered.
Mm-mm.
Like, it's so... That's so... It tastes delicious. It tastes like a candy lime.
Yes. Oh my gosh, you're so right.
Like you remember lime Skittles before they switched to green apple?
Why did they do that? That was such a bad decision. There. Such a poor
decision. Hey, Skittles.
Decision.
Hey, Mars. M&M Mars, right?
Listen they own up, them? Listen big up. Candy.
You can't run this country anymore. Sweet, we know what you're doing.
So good. You're getting another one. Mm-hmm. Okay, me too. Oh, you know what I might try, though?
That's fantastic. Just put it on the table. Clean up later.
Okay. I might.
We get any napkins or plates.
It's so true. We're idiots. Ill-prepared for flavor tripping.
That is so weird.
Why do we run a food podcast and not?
How would you explain that more? Like, how would you?
It tastes like the lime. Yeah, it's been, like, candied. Like.
Yeah.
Coated in sugar.
It's so like, weird because it's not like I get a slight. It literally just like that lime. Oh, that's a sweet lime is what it tastes like. It doesn't taste like, oh, there's a hint or there's a fakeness behind all this.
Yeah, no fakeness. Like, that's the thing. Like, it does kind of taste like lime Skittles, but.
What are you dipping that in? All right, now you're dipping a lime in something?
I'm dipping a lime in cream cheese because apparently sour cream is what somebody just told me I should have gotten instead.
I have sour cream.
You do?
Yeah, you goof.
Oh my gosh, go get it.
I'll go get
please.
Some sour cream.
Oh no, pineapple down.
I'm putting it in sour cream.
Yeah, okay. Which is like such
I've taken pineapple and put it in sour cream. I wouldn't even, if I had like those delicious pineapple-y tacos, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, like al pastor's.
Yeah, you still don't put, okay.
You wouldn't put sour cream
this
on
looks
that.
Disgusting.
Yeah. I know. It smells kind of weird, but apparently this doesn't alter your smell.
All right, so. We're both going to try it.
One.
Oh, plug our noses. I don't know, maybe. That'll help.
One, two, three. That tastes so good.
That tastes fantastic.
It's so sweet.
It tastes like whipped cream.
That tastes like pineapples with whipped cream on them. Like, who would have thunk?
That's fantastic.
So, this article I was reading about this Miracle Berry and the, like, M-Berry tablets that they make. Apparently, there's the chef in the 70s that was, like, really into experimenting with it.
Okay.
And
that's
went
a time
to get
to experiment.
It, yeah. Right? Went to get it patented as... like a granulated substance so you could like serve it as sugar. But like instead of sugar, you would like just put some on your tongue first and then you wouldn't have to eat like sugar with things. Yeah. And then his theory, it got shut down. It got like labeled as an additive, which he said was like bullshit. And he thinks it's like the sugar corporations that shut it down because he was saying like it's our country's solution to like obesity and kind of like the world's solution to like ending world hunger because there's all these things you can eat that you wouldn't know otherwise be able to eat.
So let's talk about that, by the way, because as you were explaining that, I took another pineapple and dipped and put a bunch of cream cheese on there. The first one I was very like...
Cream cheese or sour cream?
Sour cream, sorry.
Okay.
The first one I'm like... I don't know. I put very little sour cream on there. And that, as you were talking, I put a big thing on. I'm like, let's give this a shot. And it is fantastic. I can't get over how much it tastes like whipped. I don't even think I would like whipped cream and pineapple usually.
No.
But this, yeah, you're doing a huge one.
Okay, this is huge.
She's huge. Give that a shot. Now, sometimes there's a slight, very, very slight sour cream on there.
Mm-hmm.
But it gets overpowered. And it tastes fantastic. It tastes like a cake filling.
Yeah, yeah, it's so good.
Oh my god! And I was just gonna ask you, like, how do you think that's bad for our stomach because we're eating sour cream and pineapple? Like, my gut doesn't know what this is.
Like the amount of acid, or I think like
I don't know. I guess
in
you're
sour
okay.
stuff. There's like acid, which I guess having not you don't want to have too much of it, but. I don't think just that your stomach is going to be, like, confused. Like,
no,
that's more
I
of a mental thing,
do that. Yeah.
I think.
Mamrie cheese is trying to get in on the action here.
Really?
So this is this is fantastic. Now we should move on. All right, now we're going to try Flaming Hot Cheetos.
Yeah.
That 100% tastes different.
Yeah.
I could feel the heat in my mouth.
But you can't taste any of the sourness. It's like
oh my god, what just
it, like,
happened?
It hurts your tongue?
My tongue hurts, but I don't get the flavor. I don't like this cuz I like the hot flavor.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm getting
oh,
the
it's
hot.
Weird.
I'm getting the hot flavor. I'm getting the hot. I'm getting the worst part about the hot stuff. I'm getting the burn, but I'm not getting the flavor and it tastes
almost a little sweet.
It tastes sweet.
Mhm.
Oh my
especially,
god.
Especially like if you lick your fingers afterwards cuz I feel like the front of my tongue is more coated than the back. So, like, licking my finger with the front of my tongue is so sweet.
Yeah. Oh, wow. wow, you guys, this is really weird.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm having another one, because this is my least favorite so far, but I'm having
it's not. I feel like, you know why you're having another one? It's because Cheetos are, like, designed so you can't even stop eating them, even if you don't like them.
They have that, what's that called?
Like, you're doing it right now.
I know.
I'm going to have a chip just to cleanse my palate.
They don't even taste the same.
No, they taste, it's so weird to have your mouth feel like it's on fire without any kind of, like, hot taste.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like a so sweet weird. Taste.
It's just pure pain. Like, it's the pain without the flavor.
That's not the cool part about, like, I love Frank's Red Hot.
Mm-hmm.
We should definitely try that Frank's Red Hot now.
Okay, I'm into
well, it. Now the last thing that we were saving, we're going to try some for Frank's Red Hot that I have, but yeah. We have probably the grossest thing.
Yeah.
Which I thought pineapple and sour cream was going to be gross.
And it was great.
We have a little shot glass of vinegar.
Yeah.
About a quarter of the way filled. Now, what's this supposed to taste like?
So the one I read about was with apple cider vinegar, and it was supposed to just taste like apple cider.
Okay.
So I still think the sourness of it is just going to taste sweet. So I think maybe like, I don't know, sugar water or something? Maybe it won't be that sweet.
Oh, man. All right, well, we're going to try.
Okay, cheers.
A little shot. Are you going to take the whole thing or are you going to do
a half? I think so. I'm going to hold my nose and I think I think you eat. Oh.
All right. No, let's just do it. Let's just do it. If you guys hear a bunch of coughing and choking, we'll be dead by the time you hear this.
Weird.
Oh my God. Okay.
So it still has a vinegar aftertaste.
The aftertaste is coming up through my lungs.
Right. And it was the back of my throat that felt it.
Oh, my God.
But the front of my tongue is tasting like, yeah, like just sweetness. A little sour sweetness, but.
Mm-hmm. That was one of the weirdest feelings I've ever had. Okay, so how much, like a quarter of a shot of a quarter of a shot.
Yeah,
of
I mean, vinegar, it was a gulp.
Which I probably would have thrown vinegar up if I would have taken without this.
Oh, yeah, for That's sure. Disgusting. It's white. It's like pure white distilled Heinz vinegar. That stuff is floor cleaner.
And it tasted semi-sweet over my tongue. And then it hit the back of my throat, and that's when I coughed.
And it was not great.
Because it's awful. I feel the awfulness inside me now of how, oh my God. All right, you describe it, how it feels to you. I'm going to go get this Frank's, which is basically just vinegar. Frank's.
Oh, and grab the stouts, too.
Okay.
Yeah. So, well, first of all, I think I was trying to explain to Bacon earlier, I don't think this is going to be bad for us. Maybe all the acid is bad for us. But apparently people put vinegar in like cleanses and stuff. It's good for your, I don't know, metabolism. That's some pseudoscience that I'm making up. But yeah, I mean, there is just no way that I could have taken a huge gulp of white distilled vinegar. And it just like on the tip of your tongue tastes like, still quite sour, but sweet.
It's really hard. This is really hard for the podcast because it's really hard to describe.
Yeah.
But I feel like the listener can understand that we just took like shots of vinegar and didn't die, like didn't want to die. And it's very difficult to describe because it's not like, I feel like the only thing that 100% changed, like, completely was the pineapple and the sour cream.
Yeah, that's true.
But, like, the Cheetos kind of had that texture to it, kind of had that taste, but mostly sweet and then just got hot. The limes, those are 100% sweet. They taste like candied limes.
Yeah, that's true.
And so this is really weird.
So do you think we should do Red Hot before the stout?
Yeah, probably. Let's do Red Hot before the stout. Now, here's what's in Frank's. I know, I'm pretty sure, I'm not even going to look. I love Frank's Red Hot.
You're just going to name the ingredients from memory?
Oh, let's see here.
I'm going to quiz you.
Okay, hold on.
Give it to me.
I think it's like super simple. It's on there. So Frank's Red Hot is...
Wait, I can't even find it. Oh, here, I see
The number one ingredient is vinegar.
That's actually not true.
Is the number one ingredient aged cayenne pepper?
That's what it is.
Number two ingredient is vinegar.
Yep.
And that's it. There's like some coloring or something.
There's three other things, but none of them are coloring, actually. It's surprisingly natural.
Salt?
Yep.
Water? No. Yep. Water? Yeah. And just standard
keeps away vampires.
Garlic is in there. That's what makes that taste good. So that's like Frank's Red Hot, surprisingly simple. People put it in the fridge. You don't do it.
Don't?
No, it's just vinegar and cayenne pepper. You keep it up.
But like,
It gets it more congealed.
Oh, coagulates.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Gross.
So I keep it in there. Like that and sriracha is also, like, you don't have to put that in your fridge.
Oh,
that was designed specifically to not, to be able to be set out and left.
Oh, interesting. Because at our house, we've been keeping it in the fridge. And then recently I came home and, like, found it in a cupboard.
Yeah.
And I was okay with it. But then I was worried, so I put it back in the fridge.
No, it's fine. Or read about it. But from what I remember, Frank's saying that,
need to do my sriracha research.
My sriracha. Well, with mine, my sriracha has been in, like, every time I get sriracha, it sits in there forever, and I use it all the time. It tastes great, so.
I do like sriracha a lot.
So, all right, so let's try this. It's cayenne pepper and vinegar.
So we'll probably get that hot taste again, I feel like. Do you want it in the shot glass?
Yeah, we'll put it in the shot glass. Why not? We'll just reuse. Oh, man.
Okay, how much?
Man, keep going. Oh, man. Let's make it. Okay, stop. Okay, so we got about a quarter of a cup.
Yeah,
oh, man.
Of hot sauce.
Oh, God, you guys. Oh, things we do for a podcast.
I'm worried for our bathroom time.
Oh. It's okay. Sometimes I just put Frank's Red Hot on Triscuits. And that's a bad idea.
Yeah, I bet. But I mean, I bet still don't quite have this much.
No. Okay, it smells... I do, probably. It smells like 100% again. So, all right, you guys. We're going to go ahead and try a quarter of a shot of Frank's Red Hot. You ready here?
I'm ready.
And
do another nose plug. Ah! Sorry, it hit the back of my tongue and it was so much spicier.
It's just like the vinegar. Oh my gosh, over my tongue, it tasted sweet as soon as it hit the back of my throat, and now that I'm breathing, I could breathe the taste, and it feels like Frank's, and my face is getting red.
Yeah, that's crazy. But for me, it doesn't have the same pain that the Flaming Hot Cheetos did. I wonder if Flaming Hot Cheetos are hotter, capsaicin-wise. That's the thing that makes it hurt, capsaicin?
Yeah. Oh, here it is. Flaming Hot Cheetos only also has 4 ingredients.
I should have guessed.
Can you guess the 4 ingredients of Flaming Hot Cheetos?
Fear.
Yep.
Despair.
Ooh, that's the first one, despair.
Yeah, despair.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Is it equal parts self-loathing?
I was going to say loneliness.
And loneliness.
And loneliness. There it is. There it is. No, I can't read all these ingredients. The first one is enriched cornmeal, and that in itself has more ingredients than the Frank's Red Hot.
Oh, no. Also, like,
that's
weird. When they just use words like enriched. Like, what did you enrich it with?
Sadness. Is there any other way you could describe that? We just took a big amount down, and my face feels hot, but I don't feel...
Not at all. That was nothing. I'm okay with spice. I don't eat Frank's Red Hot on Triscuits like you, but I live in the like medium at a Thai restaurant land, like 3 stars.
Okay.
I feel like taking a shot of any hot sauce would really
feel like a normal person.
Yeah. Yeah. like a human being.
Yes. I am not. But, I could probably do a full one of these as is. I just wouldn't have tasted good.
There's something wrong with you.
Well, I just too much hot stuff.
It is a little sweet, but it's obviously designed to go with like savory things.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it almost tasted like sweet and sour sauce.
That, I guess, is the best way I would describe it too. Now that you said it like that, I was like, I don't know how to describe what it just went down my throat. It was
sweet and sour sauce that then, like, 3 seconds after you swallowed it, you were like, what?
Yeah.
What?
I feel like sweet and I feel like it makes, if you eat hot things, it's like sweet and hot.
Yeah. So this is an oatmeal stout.
What brand is this? What'd
you
get here?
It is Breckenridge Brewery.
Okay.
I don't know if I've specifically had this one before. I was just told to get stout and they didn't have like Guinness or...
Oh,
Smithwick's
Guinness.
Or anything. I know. I wanted to get Guinness, I'm so Irish, which you just found out.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I should have just picked up some Guinness when I was at the store.
That's okay.
All right. Well, now I'm going to go ahead and try this out.
It's so sweet. Oh, my gosh. So I had heard it compared to a milkshake, which it definitely doesn't taste like a chocolate milkshake to me, but it tastes more like a strawberry milkshake or something, like with the sweetness, the level of sweetness.
Okay, I looked this up. So the stout for me, it does taste a little bit sweeter.
Yeah.
If I take a big gulp,
Is
this all just a giant trick on me and none of this is true?
None of this is real. Like, was this all that?
Just, like, it was a big trick and I was eating sour cream and pineapples and I couldn't taste the difference?
Mind Mind games.
Oh my God, that might be true. Like, maybe this only works because it's our mind doing this to me?
Maybe.
The mind's mind a powerful thing.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be upset
the power
at all.
Of suggestion.
What I found here on Amazon, you can get it at Amazon Prime for $25. You can get 2 packs of 10. So 20.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, or...
Yeah, I think there's like 15 for 1 pack of 10. So that's a screaming deal.
Yeah, $14 for 10. So for 10, so that's $1.50 a pill, roughly.
Yeah.
It's less than $1.50 a pill.
Uh-huh.
And you get it, if you have Amazon Prime, you get it in 2 days for free. And if you want to do a 2-pack, you get 20 for 25. So it's even cheaper. And, oh man, you get 7 packs for 75. There's tons of things. There's miracle fruit tablets for, there's all kinds of these you can get online here. I could definitely recommend this. Would you recommend this?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think it's so interesting to have your senses played with like that. And like, yeah, and it's true. I feel like you could, if I could just have like a lime for dessert every night, I would be...
Oh my God. Yeah. How many calories are in a lime? Is there any calories in a lime?
There might be like less calories in a lime. Yeah, I'm getting more pineapple and sour cream. I feel like a lime might be one of those foods that it like takes more calories to digest it than there are.
Oh, like a celery?
Yeah.
I heard that wasn't true about the celery thing, but I know celery isn't any kind of, I mean, it's a good snack to have. I love celery.
Yeah.
I eat celery by itself.
It's pretty much water and a little bit of fiber.
Yeah, it's crunchy water, like lettuce, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I would definitely eat a whole lime like that. And that's, I wouldn't eat a whole lime by itself, and that's a good dessert. And I don't know, I mean, I don't think this pineapple and sour cream is good for you.
Well, yeah, I guess sour cream in and of itself is...
Yeah, I mean...
It's not a health food, per se.
Yeah, but I could definitely recommend this, like, getting it, like, for when you're hanging out with the family, if you want to have friends over, and just kind of do something fun, you know, if, like, oh, we'll play, like, some card games. Like, I got that Exploding Kittens card game, which is by the guy who does the oatmeal. I don't know if you know him.
What are you talking... Like, you're just... I feel like you're just saying random...
No, Exploding
combinations
Kittens...
...combinations of words right now.
Exploding Kittens is this card game that was... crowdfunded, and it's an amazing card game. It blew up. It's like the biggest Kickstarter campaign ever. And it's like you have your friends over and you could like play some video games, you could play those card games, you could do some stuff, or you can go ahead and do this. I feel like there's so many things that you could do that like mess with your sight.
Yeah,
you know, like virtual reality. PlayStation just announced
3D glasses.
3D glasses. Yeah.
Kaleidoscopes.
Yes.
Those really.
I feel like this is the best way to describe this. This pill is a kaleidoscope for your tongue.
Yeah. You're like, what?
What is this?
What are
and
all
you're
these
like,
colors I'm now tasting?
Because can you describe what makes a kaleidoscope cool?
Well, I don't think you can. I think that's
I think it's rudimentary and dumb.
Enigmaticness of a kaleidoscope.
It's a couple mirrors and some colored sand.
Like colored pieces of glass or
colored
sand,
piece of glass,
right?
Or whatever
like,
it is.
Just
and you
move
turn
around.
Around and you're like, wow, I like this. And you can't
you,
really
like, can't
explain why you like it. Wow.
Or
and
like this... magic eye. This could be like magic eye for your tongue.
Oh, it's a trick.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, man. Highly recommended. You can get it on Amazon or...
Or from your shady friends.
Or from some shady friends.
Yeah, and I think you're right. It's like a social experience. Which food should be in the first place? But yeah, it's like a way. It can and can't be. One of my favorite things is to eat food alone in bed.
Oh, I love eating food and watching TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or I love. I feel like that's great. I feel like that's why we go to the movie theater. The lights are dark.
Yeah.
You just went to the counter. And the person at the counter is like a drug dealer. That's everything's under glass. It's how come whenever you go to the movie theater, candy's under glass like jewelry.
Yeah, like which of the raisinettes would you like to see, ma'am? And then they have to hold on to it the whole time, even while you check it out.
Yeah, I feel like that's the way to justify you paying $8 for a box.
That must be it. It makes it more expensive in our minds.
It's,
like,
Ooh, that must be nice.
I'm trying to think of something else that's under glass like that, except for if you've ever been to like a pot dispenser.
Yeah, that's the only thing I can think of.
It's like that or a jewelry store.
In Colorado I went to one and it was the same. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Not really. Why? What else has like waist high counters that are all glass and they keep everything underneath?
Like watches. Mm-hmm. Usually expensive items.
Yeah.
Candy at
the movie theater.
At the movie theater is kept under a thing like that. So anyway,
that's weird.
And then you go and you eat it. I do like to, like, I feel like if you're eating, like, one, it's because you're hungry, and two, obviously, to enjoy it. But this is definitely more social than having just, like, you know, a bunch of, like, nice food that you made.
Yeah.
I don't know, because it's like, ooh, try this, and it's like, well, this is delicious.
Right. I wouldn't want to do it on my own because I would need, like you were talking about, I would need somebody to confirm like it wasn't all in my head.
You know what? I'll be honest with that too. I'll take that with whenever you make something like really super delicious, like a fancy, fancy thing, that's something that you never want to eat by yourself either.
That's true.
You want to eat with somebody else and you want to be like, does this taste great? Doesn't this taste great? Oh my God, this tastes great. And you do that back and forth.
Right.
And I feel like whenever I'm by myself, I could eat hot dogs, you know? Yeah. All the time.
Which can still taste great despite being filled with pig intestines.
Stop it. Every time you think so.
All right. Well, thanks, foodies, for tuning in.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
It was a trip.
Yeah, it was a trip. And if you guys have any suggestions of other flavor tripping episodes that you would like to hear or hear us do, have us eat, email us at trythispodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, email us what you want us to eat.
Yeah, and we will do another episode, right?
Yeah, can't wait. Till next week.
Okay. I'm Robert Bacon.
And I'm Bree Fitzpatrick. It's Irish.
That is this week's episode of Try This Podcast. If you like this podcast and you'd like to hear more, check out our website, trythispodcast.com, or you could find us on iTunes, Stitcher, or Pocket Cast. If you want to get a hold of us, email us at trythispodcast@gmail.com. Make sure to check out my website, mariomaps.com, for some awesome Christmas gifts. And remember, you could use the code TRYTHISPODCAST and you get free shipping. Join us next week for a whole new podcast. I'm Robert Bacon. Keep trying.
We went and tried this and saw what transpired. This particular podcast filled our desires. We had a lot of fun and it was full of wit. Robert Bacon was our host and he's full of shit. We went and tried this. Now that it's done, it's been done, but never was before we did it.
You're drunk.